Vanderpool Construction received the bid for the Recreation Center grounds project, and ground will probably be breaking on that soon, I imagine, right?
Yes, we're hoping to get started on that very soon. The goal is to try and get a lot of that dirt work done this fall before winter sets in. So the sooner we can get grass seed on that and get those fields up and running, the better. So we're very excited to get that project moving forward. That'll include the soccer fields as well as a new parking lot out there as well.
And that project came in quite a bit under estimation. Do you know, have any idea where that, if that extra money is going to be going toward more items on that project or help speed things along, or what that money is might be used for?
Well, the Recreation Center and Recreation Commission have some ideas and some plans. They're waiting to see how the bids came in on this project specifically to see what was left to do other things such as, you know, outdoor bathroom facilities, concession stands, those kinds of things. So maybe there's some ideas in the works. All that, of course, had to be discussed by staff and council to figure out how that money can best be used and invested in the community in the future.
All right. They plan on getting the parking lot finished, too, by the end of the fall? Because I know that was up in the air.
That was the hope. A lot is going to depend on weather and how things go. But if the contractor is able to get that done this fall as well, you know, obviously their preference would be is to go ahead and get all that done while they have all their equipment here, so they'll have to remove it and bring it back at a later date. So,
and that should be getting started pretty much?
Pretty much immediately.
Okay. Yeah. And then also another big decision was the EMS billing. You guys finalized a contract with EMS Billing Services Incorporated?
That's correct. EMS Billing Services Incorporated, they're out of Omaha, Nebraska. They presented their material very well and the services they provided, and staff was very comfortable in recommending that to move forward with them. And I know that they're going to be working very quickly on getting us caught up to date with a lot of the bills that have been sitting dormant here for the last little while we've been through the transition period. So we should be up and running again very quickly, and I don't anticipate any future issues or problems with them taking care of that for us.
And what does that mean for the city? What does it mean to the people within the city itself, and then for citizens that are maybe have to take an EMS service trip to Knoxville Hospital clinics or something like that? What does that mean to them, too?
Well, for the most part, I mean, there's not really going to be any change in service. I mean, what will change is where you send your payment to. And actually, there will be a lot more flexibility and a lot more ability for citizens to be able to pay their bill. I mean, typically, either mail it into City Hall or come into City Hall and pay it, which citizens can still do, but now also through this billing service company, they do have a separate website that you can go and pay online, or you can call on the phone and pay via credit card, so that it would be a lot easier for citizens to be able to pay their bill. The bill will still come to you as the City of Knoxville, but when you remit that payment, it'll actually go to an address that is the EMS billing company. And they'll take it from there.
And this makes things a lot easier for the city staff here, especially in terms of the first responders personnel. They don't have to worry about all that billing stuff anymore, or as much.
That and city staff will not be the ones doing the collection service either as well. So that'll help simplify that down a little bit. And it'll have somebody that's trained in how to do that properly on an ongoing basis, and that can stay on top of those kinds of things and make sure those are coming in. And so our hope really is that we'll actually begin collecting a lot more of the money out there that we should be collecting, and that'll more than make up the difference in what we're paying for this company to be able to do the billing services for us.
Okay. And then the city also finalized an agreement that was approved today by the supervisors regarding health care costs for prisoners.
That's correct. It has to do with the health care costs, the Marion County prisoner health care costs. My understanding was that it had been kind of in the negotiation process prior to my being here, and that was one thing that the council and the county commissioners had talked about when I first came on staff, and so I'm glad that we were able to get that done, hopefully to the satisfaction of both parties, and now we can move on with other issues.
All right. And anything else you wanted to add? Or?
You know, again, a reminder that we had the streetscape update last week, as well as the library charrette. And so we look forward to having some more information coming out from both of those meetings soon. And again, if the public has any input, to please contact city staff, and we'll be happy to make sure that input gets relayed to the people that need to hear it.
Okay, actually, can you kind of just go over how you thought the streetscape meeting went?
I think it went fairly well. I mean, we had some attendance there by some of the downtown business owners and those kinds of individuals. It's obviously been a very long process to get to this point. With a project of this scope and this magnitude, it's hard to do it in a way that everybody's happy, but I think overall we've got a good solid plan that will work, I think that the engineer was very good about voicing the concern that we want to try and minimize the negative impact to the downtown business owners as much as possible, and so we're making efforts to try and make sure that access is there as long as possible and that negative impact is minimized as much as possible. That is a major concern as we move forward. And so hopefully the community can see that and get this project done and do it in a way that we're not running before we walk, and it's done a lot as easily as possible.
Okay. Well, thank you.